Bernique and Davisa Powers huddled under the blanket fort they'd made in their room, keeping their voices low so their parents couldn't hear them.
"I don't like him," Davisa declared stubbornly.
"Me neither, but Mommy and Daddy say he was like we used to be,"
Bernique countered. Davisa's lower lip quivered and crocodile tears welled up in her big brown eyes. The tears fell and left tracks down her chocolate brown face.
"What if they decide they like him better?"
Bernique gathered her little sister into her arms and rocked her back and forth. She'd been looking after her all their lives. Before they'd been taken out of their home, she'd had to protect Davisa from the mean men their real mother invited into the house. They'd only been 3 and 4, but surprisingly, Bernique remembered it quite well. Christopher and Alabama Powers had fostered, then adopted them. Even though they told her that it wasn't her job to protect her sister anymore, Bernique couldn't just turn it off. Physically, there wasn't anything that would hurt them in their new life, but emotionally, Davisa sometimes still struggled. Bernique wasn't sure what it was that Daddy Abe did, but it was something really important. He and his friends would go out into the world and keep bad guys from hurting others. He was a SEAL. Not like the animal, but some kind of military soldier. Bernique didn't really understand it all, but she knew he had to be the bestest soldier ever. When he held her in his arms and told her how much he loved her, she felt safe. So anyone he went out to help had to feel the same way. The 2 years since they'd been officially adopted had been wonderful. She was 8 now and in 2nd grade. Davisa was 7 and in 1st grade. They were the oldest kids in their class, but they hadn't started school or even ever been read to until they'd been taken in by Christopher in Alabama, and then they repeated a grade so they could catch up. Earlier that week, Mommy and Daddy had told them they were going to get a brother. It had been a surprise, even more so when they learned their new sibling was actually older than them. Bernique liked being the oldest, liked it even better when she and Davisa were the only kids in the house. Tommy had been with them for 4 days now, and it was a tough adjustment. Bernique knew what her sister was feeling because they'd talked about it the other night, and she felt exactly the same way. Tommy was 10. He'd been taken away from his father because of some bad stuff the man was doing. The little boy was skinny with dark brown hair. He didn't have a lot of clothes with him when he came to live with them, but Alabama's friends quickly took care of that. Tommy didn't talk much to adults, but when Mommy and Daddy weren't around, he said plenty to Bernique and Davisa. He told them that they were ugly and stupid, and that if either of them ever came into his room, he'd knock the shit out of them.
"Why'd Mommy and Daddy have to bring him here? This is our house. I don't like him. He's mean,"
Davisa sniffled. Bernique opened her mouth to answer her sister when the blanket at the edge of the fort shifted. Daddy Abe peeked in.
"Permission to enter?"
Not really wanting to talk to her dad, Bernique nodded anyway. It would be rude to say no, and Daddy was a stickler for being respectful no matter what. She shifted to the side, giving him room to wiggle inside the small space with them. The blanket dropped behind him, leaving the trio sitting in the muted darkness of the fort. Bernique sighed when Daddy Abe wrapped his large arms around both her and Davisa. He smelled good, like soap and Daddy. She wasn't ready to snuggle into him like she'd usually do, but she couldn't deny it felt good in his embrace.
"I know you guys are confused, but I'd like to tell you a story,"
Christopher Abe Powers told his daughters evenly. Bernique liked her dad's stories, but if his serious tone and the look in his eyes were any indication, she had a feeling this one would be very different. Davisa nodded immediately, and finally Bernique also nodded, refusing to look up again at her daddy.
"There once was a little boy,"
Abe started.
"He lived with his dad because his mommy died 2 years ago. After the mommy died, the dad was very sad. So sad, he stopped caring about anything. He loved his wife so much that he had a hard time getting up in the mornings. He didn't wash his clothes or the dishes and only sometimes remembered to go to the store to buy food. He didn't go to work because he was simply too sad. The little boy was also sad but had to go to school. He tried to take care of his dad and the house, but he was only your age, Bernique. Only a kid.